Hello and welcome to the Stories Mania podcast. We have a piece of fiction for you today, horror, entitled Jesse's Friend by Wordsmith. Wake up! Wake up! Do you hear me? Wake up! Jesse sat up in bed and wiped the sleep from her eyes. She was a little startled to find the young girl standing by her bed since she was home alone tonight. Her mommy had to fill in on the late shift to work tonight, and Jesse wouldn't hear of a babysitter, even if one could be found that would spend the night. Her mother and she had argued for a while, but Jesse had finally convinced her that a 13-year-old would be just fine for one night by herself. Jesse regretted that now. Who was this girl in her room? She had blonde curly hair and was wearing a pretty sundress with a large hat that seemed like something out of the 1800s. In her hand was a ball the size of a small soccer ball, which on second glance seemed to glow with the dull light. Jesse scooted back against the wall and pulled the blankets around her. Who are you? She stammered, keeping as far away as the little girl as possible. Jesse was not a person that was easily scared. She had been taking kung fu for the last 2 years and become pretty confident with being able to handle herself. In fact, she had defended herself against a boy at school who had been, as her mother would say, getting fresh with her. There was just something strange about this little girl, besides the fact that she was in her room in the middle of the night. She seemed so out of place. She had a glow about her, almost like the sun was shining directly on her in the middle of the night. She looked like something straight out of Little House on the Prairie. "I'm Lily," the little girl replied hurriedly. "But you've got to get up now." "Why?" asked Jesse. She had beginning to feel a little more at ease with the little girl. "If you tell me why you're here, maybe I can help you." "No, no, you can't help me," the little girl said. "I'm here to help you. You've got to hurry and get up now." "Are you lost or something? Do you live around here?" Jesse asked. "You have to listen to me," said the little girl. "He's in the house and he's looking for you." Jesse was shocked at the little girl's words. "Who's in the house? Who's looking for me?" "The man," said Lily, eyes wide with fear. "The bad man who collects little girls." Jesse remembered hearing on the news about the girls who had gone missing lately. In fact, it was one of the reasons her mother had argued so hard about Jesse not staying alone. The news had said that the 8 girls had disappeared in the last 2 weeks in a small town outside of Oklahoma City. The girls were stolen out of their beds in the middle of the night, and no traces had been found of them since. Jesse had told her mom not to be ridiculous. They was near Oklahoma City, and they lived just outside of Dallas. She wasn't in any danger. Was she wrong, or was this all a dream? "The man is a long way away," said Jesse. "I'm just having a nightmare." "No, no, no," Lily replied. "He's here, right now, in your house. This isn't a dream. You have to get out. I'm going to throw you my ball, and you catch it. If you catch it, you will believe me that it's not a dream?" "I guess so," Jesse responded skeptically, holding out her hands. Lily threw the ball towards her. Jesse reached down and grabbed a hold of the ball. "It's warm," she said. "Look into it," Lily urged. "But look quickly. There's not much time." Jesse looked into the ball and was surprised to see her own living room. Standing in the middle of the room, she could see a man. Well, she could see the shape of a man. She couldn't actually see his face. It wasn't that he was covering, it just wasn't there. It was like a void, with 2 green glowing dots for eyes. And all of a sudden, the man looked directly at her, through the ball, and from downstairs she could hear a noise that seemed a little like a growl, but eerily sounded more like a laugh. "Oh my God, there is a man down there," Jesse yelled. What is he?" "He's the collector of little girls," responded Lily. "He's evil and he has to have them. He's a bad man possessed by an evil spirit escaped from hell. The man does whatever he wishes with her, and then the spirit takes her soul to wait for him in hell until he returns to torture them for eternity. Please, please, you have to get out of here. If you don't, he'll come up here and take you away. You really don't want to go with him. Not him." Jesse jumped up and out of his bed to her window. There was a large tree outside her window where she was hoping she could climb down and go to Miss Elmer's house next door. If she could just get there, she would be okay. She ran to the window and tried her best to open it, but she couldn't. Her dad had put storm windows on before he had gone out of town for work, and it was just impossible to get out that way. Jesse was trying to figure out what to do and decided to hide, and maybe the man wouldn't find her. She was starting to crawl under the bed when she heard Lily say, "That won't work. He'll find you there. You have to get out of the house. He'll know where you are no matter where you hide. He always knows." "What am I supposed to do then?" Jesse yelled in frustration. She had to calm down and think. The man was probably headed upstairs already, and there was only one way downstairs. There was no way she could get around him. She had to figure out something. She looked around her room looking for something, anything she could use as a weapon. She actually had a weapon, a staff that she used to practice her forms for martial arts. but it was downstairs. Finally, she had an idea. Last Christmas, her parents had given her two hanging candle holders. They were both shaped like boxes with designs cut into the sides. You put the candles inside, and they projected the designs on the wall. They were hanging in the corners of her room, and they were made out of metal and were very heavy. Jessie dragged a chair over to the nearest one and took it off the hook. She then went to her desk and grabbed a pair of scissors. Carrying the scissors to her window, she cut the string from her blinds. Tying the string to the candle holder, she created a pretty good weapon. Sticking the scissors in the waistband of her pajamas so she could use them if he got close. Something she didn't want to happen. She went to her door and peeked out. "Where is he?" she asked slowly. "He's on the stairs near the bottom." Leaving her room, she went towards the stairs. The staircase opened up on a wide area overlooking the living room. At the top of the stairs to the right was a small hallway that led to a bathroom. Standing against the wall, she glanced down the stairs and could see the two glowing eyes slowly advancing towards her. Jessie ducked back and wrapped the string around her left hand and grabbed it with her right. It seemed like it took forever, but as for the man to make it up the stairs, almost as if he wasn't worried about anything at all. She watched him at the top of the stairs and walked past her. Just as she was about to swing, he turned and looked right at her. "He always knows," said Louise smugly. "You can't hide from him." The man started to reach out for her, and Jessie swung the candle holder with all her might, hitting the man right in the temple. The man fell to the ground, but to Jessie's dismay, started slowly to get right back up again. Jessie took the few moments to jet down the stairs as fast as she could. The front door was right in front of her, and she fumbled for the locks to get the door open, but when she looked back at the man, was already halfway down the stairs. "Run!" Lily yelled. "If you stay here, he will get you!" Jessie started to run back towards the back door, but the man reached over the banister and grabbed her by the hair, jerking her off her feet. The man lifted and pulled Jessie up by her hair until her feet were all the way off the ground. Grabbing the scissors, Jessie tried to stab at his hand, but couldn't quite reach. Putting her fingers in the scissors, Jessie cut her own hair and dropped to the ground. The shift in weight caused the man to stumble back. Jessie reached through the railing of the banister and jammed the scissors as hard as she could into the man's leg. The man let out a long growl but seemed otherwise unfazed by the pain. "This way," Jessie heard Lily say and looked over to see Lily standing in the kitchen door. Jessie started across the room towards Lily. While passing the fireplace, she grabbed the poker used to move the logs. The man was down the stairs and moving faster now than he had before. "Hurry! Hurry!" Lily screamed. Just as Jessie entered the kitchen, seeing Onyx, her cat, standing at the kitchen table with his back arched hissing at something behind her, she felt the man grab hold of the back of her shirt. The man spun her around and grasped her by the shoulders. Striking out as fast as she could, Jessie jabbed the fireplace poker into his stomach, feeling resistance before the poker actually went into him. The man let go, and using as much force as possible, Jessie gave him her breastside kick, knocking the man back. Jessie ran through the kitchen to the door and started unlocking it. She heard Onyx hissing again and turned to see the man heading right for her. When the man noticed Onyx, he seemed suddenly wary. Jessie watched the sudden interest as Onyx leaped off the table onto the man and started scratching him all over his face. It almost seemed as if the cat was aiming for the eyes. The man stumbled around the room, trying to fling the cat off. Jessie watched as the man fell to his knees, struggling with the cat. Suddenly realizing that nothing she had done had seemed to bother the man, Jessie decided that she would kill the evil spirit to be rid of the attacker. Grabbing a knife out of the wooden block sitting at the counter, Jessie started towards the man. Just as she reached, the man was finally able to fling the cat away. The man's head turned to the direction of the flying cat to make sure it wasn't coming back for more. But the cat landed a few feet away and scrambled off through the living room. Slowly, the man turned back to his intended prey. But as he turned, the only thing he saw was the blade of a butcher knife as it entered his eye. Jessie heard a sudden loud shriek. Backing up to the door, she saw a bright burst of green light that almost looked like fire. Then the whole house shook and the man fell flat on his face. Jessie looked down at her monster and could see the man now had a face. He was an average looking and didn't appear to be the sort you would think to do the things he had done. "It's okay now," Jessie heard behind her. She turned to see Lily standing there with a big smile on her face. "He can't hurt you now." "Is he dead?" Jessie asked. "The man is," Lily replied. "The thing that was in him isn't. But you don't have to worry about it. It won't be back for a long time. It's gone back to hell where it came from. They say the eyes are the window to the soul." "Thank you for helping me," Jessie said. "I would have been a goner without you." "You're welcome," the girl said, smiling. I've got to go now, but I'll keep an eye on you." With the girl slowly faded away, and Jesse was left alone with the dead man. Not wanting to stick around, Jesse ran to the door into Mrs. Bellamy's house next door, where she explained everything. The police and her mother were called. The next morning, Jesse and her mother were leaving to go spend the rest of the weekend with their grandpa. The car was parked in the driveway in the back, so they left through the back door. "Mom," Jesse said. When Jesse's mother turned around, she saw Jessica staring in the garden. "What is it, honey?" "Where did it come from?" Jesse said. "Oh, that?" her mother said, pointing to a small statue of a girl in a sundress wearing a hat and holding a white ball. "I bought that off the old weird man down the road. I really wanted a different one, but that's okay. He's the only one that would sell me it for some reason." Jesse just smiled and said, "Thanks." His mother replied, "You're welcome, honey." But thought it was a little weird that Jesse seemed to be speaking to the statue and not to her. That was Jesse's Friend by Wordsmith. Thank you for listening to the Stories Mania podcast.